This is Paul McCool from Big Red, and I'm responding to the critical thinking skills article that was given. A couple of things stood out in the article to me, and one of them was the part talking about opinions and how bias affects opinions, and that everyone should really think before they make a strong opinion about how it's going to affect different things, and how it's important to use the problem-solving method when formulating an opinion, and also being aware of your bias. All those things are important, and also the part talking about phenomena and what exactly that is, and explaining what actually it is that scientists do is pretty interesting, and also what science is about, and explaining that scientists are no different from regular people, but they may see things in a more enlightened way, and overall what scientists are trying to do is just to better life in general, make things easier in the world, and make things more understanding in the world. And also, the part talking about physics being fundamental in that was very interesting as well. So one of the questions that, from the email that needs to be answered is, why is critical thinking a big part of the physics problem-solving method? And I think it's pretty obvious that critical thinking is required just to understand and to do the problems. Basically, it's important to understand why the problem works and why it makes sense, even more so than knowing how to do the problem. And that part of doing it really requires critically thinking about how the problem will apply to you and to what you're dealing with. So another question was, why does formal training in the physics problem-solving method produce more successful people? And I think it's pretty obvious that using the physics problem-solving method of diagramming, reasoning, and solution would produce a more successful person because they're more experienced in critical thinking skills and problem-solving skills, and also you get more out of doing things by that problem-solving method, and also by working with another person to better your understanding overall about the problem or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. I can think of a couple of examples of this, maybe not personal examples, but definitely when using the problem-solving method that is used in everyday life by just about anything, deciding what time you need to do your homework, and time management involves a certain degree of problem-solving, And also when dealing with opinions, pretty much everyone has an opinion about something, and at times it's not backed up by substantial evidence. Obviously one thing that I can think of dealing with opinions is in the matter of sports. Everyone seems to have an opinion about what team is the best for whichever sport you're talking about, what athlete is the top performer, but usually it's just a matter of opinion unless you have strong evidence to back that up, and even when you do have the evidence, sometimes your bias still comes into play. So I think that would be a pretty good example of how an opinion is used in everyday life. So that about sums up my response to the article. Thanks for giving me the chance to elaborate on it.